Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Proud Program announced the winner of the first Kentucky Proud Wedding Contest this week. Kentucky Department of Agriculture Executive Director for Marketing, Tim Hughes, says the contest includes all associated with the wedding.
This involves the couple that's planning the wedding. This could be the venues that are hosting weddings, such as a vineyard or an agritourism venue. We also want to connect to all the other suppliers, such as the caterer that may be serving Kentucky Proud, Kentucky Origin food. The different types of beverages that can be provided, whether it be a local brewery or distillery, dairy products. We have a number of flower producers across the state.
Hughes says the winning couple receives a substantial grand prize.
Basically, the couple that best connects their wedding to Kentucky Proud through social media posts could win a $5,000 grand prize.
He adds the prizes come from 20 sponsoring Kentucky Proud vendors.
Provided a $500 sponsorship, so that gives us the two $5,000 grand prizes. And in turn, we're buying products from each of those sponsors to assemble gift crates or gift baskets. And so those that post pictures, social media posts through Facebook or Instagram, and use the hashtag KY Proud Weddings.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Hughes has been amazed at some of the entries.
We've seen some beautiful carriages, just the vistas on some of the farms with cattle, or we've seen a couple with back in the spring with the canola blooming out in the background. And so you just visualize the natural beauty that we have.
He adds Fox News even featured the contest.
It was picked up by Fox Business News. And so they thought it was a novel enough concept to share nationally. And so we know that we've had some people from other states that are coming into Kentucky.
Hughes says entries in the second round will run through October 31st. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.